Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Schroeder and he is out, Riles applying the tag. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Tanana covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. The ball gets by Schroeder. He chases the ball to the backstop. Whitaker scores. There goes Trammell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans is walked intentionally. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-2 in the game. Garby hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 3 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alejandro Sanchez pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Brailhard pinch hits for Ed Romero. Mark Brailhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brailhard strikes out. two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.